Because Donegal has had such a high number of thatched properties, we're absolutely delighted to get 76,000. We don't have very long to get the message out there, just 3 weeks to applications. The deadline is the 27th of January. So anybody out there that has an historic thatched building, their grant funding is there. It's up to 80% funding, and it can be matched funded then by 20% from no other exchequer funds. They're available. We're really losing these buildings from our landscape, and it's great that at a national level they're recognising that and supporting owners. Any questions at all, if people want to contact me directly, I'm here to check and talk them through it and how to apply for the grant.
In terms of the thatching itself, I mean, obviously, there won't be as many thatchers around as there would have been in older times. Is it still a flourishing industry? Are there enough thatchers out there to do these jobs that have to be done?
Oh, no, there's not. I mean, that's another really big issue. You know, there's a few thatchers there, and in particular, rope thatching is one that's really, you know, we don't have a lot of rope thatching and thatchers left in the county. So, yeah, I've made all the thatchers know that this grant is available. And it's just trying to kind of get in contact with them now, and hopefully what we really need is like training to train thatchers up. There is a school that is being set up now in Nairn Portney, and it's just trying to get an accredited course set up there as well too. You know, that would be really great. So that is a big issue, and hopefully we'll have enough thatchers to kind of see us through this grant period, but we certainly need more over the next few years. We need to train up people. It's really critical.